Here in the Timor Sea off Northern Australia, take a look at a creature that seems to have the soul of a riverboat gambler. It moves through turf dominated by large, hungry predators. And it fights these predators in a way that will astound you. This is Amyl Octopus. It's not a baby. It's one of the smallest octopi in the world, stretching only a tiny 10 inches from tentacle tip to tentacle tip. Amyl Octopus scoots across the sea bottom, its limbs hunting almost blindly for small invertebrates like minuscule crabs it can gobble with ease. Speaking of gobbling with ease, there are plenty of creatures down here who would love to wolf down this soft little guy. This blue crab is much more crustacean than any Amyl Octopus can handle. The crab eyes his quarry, then pounces, going for all eight arms and the body. But the crafty Amyl Octopus scrams out of there. The crab seems to gloat over its big moment as a master hunter. And then it examines what it's got. An arm. One crummy arm. I mean, what the heck? Amyl Octopus can afford to gamble because of its ability to drop an arm when it gets in a jam. It won't be disabled for long. The arm will grow back. The crab gobbles down the arm, while Amyl Octopus finds a convenient hidey hole to begin the regeneration process. If you scour the sea bottom where this critter lives, you may come upon a still squirming limb. Throughout its life, Amyl Octopus will lose one limb after another, but will continue to survive.
For the best subscription offers to any National Geographic magazine, log on to nationalgeographic.com/magazines.